COVID-19 is so entrenched in daily life that some may not have noticed how it's bled onto the screen. From subtle mask wearing to celebrations of essential workers, the pandemic has made its way into commercials and entertainment alike. Dana Vollmer has more on what messages these portrayals send.
If you turned on your TV in March after states started shutting down industry and asking people to stay at home, you likely heard something like this.
Fear has no place here. Only love. Resilience, kindness, and strength. A collective strength that can move mountains and heal communities.
Messages of community and strength were rampant back then, when the scope of the virus's impact was still unknown. Illinois State University media professor Warren Bratzlavsky says that has evolved over time.
In the first month or so, the commercials were all like that very rah-rah support of first responders, and we're going to push through this, without kind of knowing how long the pandemic would be.
More recently, those messages have become somewhat less on the nose. Face coverings and social distancing is often seen on screen, normalized in the same way they've been in real life. Take, for example, a pizza delivery person dropping off food in a branded Domino's mask.
At Domino's, we pride ourselves on handcrafted pizza. But after leaving our 450-degree ovens, the only hands that touch them are yours. Mix and match any two or more for just $5.99 each and get them with contactless delivery from Domino's.
Bratzlavsky says this isn't by accident. She says it's a method of inspiring confidence in consumers that they can still buy things and it will be safe. It's also a way to try to prove corporate responsibility. Bratzlavsky gives this hypothetical.
Say, like, if Amazon warehouses are having like an outbreak of COVID, and then you have an ad from Amazon showing the workers at the warehouses wearing masks as part of this inspirational, again, message about, you know, what they're doing to protect people.
Amazon, in fact, did have an ad campaign in March highlighting their essential workers. The company reported in October that nearly 20,000 of them had tested positive. A more recent Amazon ad portrays a young dancer who overcomes challenges to perform. Its tagline was, "The show must go on." Bratzlavsky says for any company, this can be a form of damage control.
Whether or not maybe that company has a track record or not of treating employees well, but at least if in their advertising they show how they're taking care of their employees, and that's one way to spin that kind of a message.
Bratzlavsky says these corporate responsibility signals aren't likely to rock the boat, especially if the companies are still trying to appeal to a broad audience. She says the message you're most likely to see is wear a mask. But she says messages that undermine the severity of the pandemic could be more subtle.
What is not there is as important as what is there. So if we have a lot of ads, for example, that would feature people wearing masks, and there's an ad where there is not a person, that a person is not wearing a mask, and it's a situation where it's pretty evident that a person could be or ought to be wearing a mask, then that does seem like a sort of way of going against that grain.
Where there's more latitude to make a splash, she says, is entertainment. Late night television has seen more changes than nearly any other genre, with the exception perhaps of reality TV. Hosts are taping from home or sitting alone in an audience-free studio, but that hasn't stopped them from riffing on the mayhem. Here's Trevor Noah's show after President Trump contracted COVID-19.
As a comedian, I'm not gonna lie, my first instinct was to make jokes. Jokes about how a 74-year-old man who doesn't eat vegetables and eats way too much meat is literally the kind of guy that Corona puts in its dating profile.
The punchline is less comedic and more honest. If the president of the United States got the virus, despite all of the resources at his disposal, what excuse does anyone else have to not wear a mask? Other comedy shows have latched on as well. South Park hosted an entire coronavirus special last month. That episode scored the series its highest ratings in 7 years. The show's running joke was chin diapers. That's what its writers named the phenomenon of wearing a mask down around your chin instead of covering your mouth and nose.
Butters, for the last time, you can't go to Build-A-Bear.
But they said they were open again.
Yes, they're open, but we are not the Johnsons, and we do not go to non-essential businesses when it's non-essential. Hey, do you people mind? You're supposed to wear your mask over your nose. It looks like you're wearing a diaper for your chin. Chin diapers don't help.
Brodsky says the animated nature of the show makes the commentary less cringy than seeing real people breaking health guidance. She notes the anxiety many people say they feel when they see a party or concert crowd on screen during COVID times, even if it's old footage.
There's definitely differences, I think, in what a cartoon can do versus a TV show can do or live action can do. And then on the live action side of it, it's are they replicating our kind of fatigued, zoomed out lives that we have or kind of more what we might experience in our home bubbles?
Other shows have opted to incorporate COVID into their storylines and means of production. Shows like NBC's Connecting and Netflix's Social Distance use a Zoom-style format. Some court dramas have featured remote hearings, much like real life. Brodsky says there's nothing to really compare the impact of COVID-19 in media to. She says in the future, media archives from the COVID-19 pandemic will examine where and when these themes arose, what the context of production was, and what audiences they served were worried about at the time. I'm Dina Vollmer.
You're listening to Sound Ideas on WGLT.